Good morning. Today's daf in Nazir is Zion. We're starting today at the Mishnah on Zion Amud Aleph, a continuation of the first parak Mishnayos, and specifically the Mishnah that we saw just a couple of days ago, and that's Dam Nazir, Slamid Yom. Okay, it's an easy Mishnah to remember, and it really is it's a Yesod. I already pointed out, but let's say it again, and that is that Mishnah, Dam Nazir, Slamid Yom, tells us really one of two things. One is that if you declare yourself to be a Nazir and you don't give terms, you don't say how long you're going to be a Nazir for. So, Stam Nazir, Slam and Yom. So what that means now is that the default setting of a Nazir is that you're going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Okay, we spent 2 days discussing Daf and Daf Vav. Yesterday's Daf, 2 days ago. So 2 days we discussed exactly what that means, 30 days. It's either going to be 30 days or 29 days. I know it's hard to read a Mishnah when the Mishnah says 30 and really what it means is 29. But that was the Machlokas Amarayim, Rav Maslam Bar Pada. Exactly what is Stam Nazir? Is it 30 days or is it 29 days? Good. But that was the daf of yesterday and the day before. This Mishnah, however, is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah, because really also there's a second point latent in the Mishnah. And that is that Stam Nazir is Lamed Yom, which means that if I say I'm going to be a Nazir, let's say for a week, let's say for a day, let's even say I'm going to be a Nazir for an hour. So what does that mean? It means I'm a Nazir for 30 days. So in other words, the second point in the Mishnah is that if I give a nondescript time for what my Nazirus is going to be, so the default is 30 days. It also means that it can't be less than 30 days. So if I declare myself to be a Nazir, and even though I use the time, a quantity of time that's less than 30 days, so it immediately goes and hits day 30. It's funny, you could have made an argument. Obviously, this is a rejected argument. But you could have made an argument, you said, that once you accept upon yourself to be a Nazir for 7 days, and there's no such thing as being a Nazir for 7 days, so it could be interpreted that you're simply not a Nazir at all. You could have made that argument, but clearly there is a total rejection of such an argument. As long as you say you're going to be a Nazir, so then it is going to be set at 30 days, and even if I chose a number that's less than 30 days, it's going to go to 30 days. Good. So that, or we already highlighted both these points when we read the Mishnah, but now this Mishnah, which is really just a continuation of the previous Mishnah. In fact, the Rush has them together, right? Hard to know exactly how Mishnayos and Gemaras are broken up, meaning, obviously we know which Gemara is modifying which Mishnah, but somebody when laying out the Gemara took the Mishnayos and broke them up into, you know, bite-sized portions. And so over here, the Rush clearly had the previous Mishnah, Stam Nazir, Slamid Yom, and our Mishnah as one collective unit. I know that because the Rush's commentary to our Mishnah goes back to Dav Hei. Okay, in other words, right, when I started with the Rush, and I'm looking for the Rush on the Mishnah, so, right, the smallest little note told me go back to Dav Hei, because that's where he comments on our Mishnah today. Okay, whatever, let's just leave it like that. Anyway, so Stam Nazir, Slamid Yom, and so the Mishnah here, we're on Zayin Amud Aleph, we're starting with the Mishnah, on the top of the Amud. Amar harini nazir achas gedola, harini nazir achas ketanam. Afilumi kanvat sofa olam nazir shoshim yom. So what the Mishnah describes is that I'm going to be a nazir. I'm going to be, and this is going to sound funny in English, I'm going to be a big nazir. I'm going to be a little nazir. I'm going to be a nazir mikanvat sofa olam, from here until the ends of the earth. So under any one of those expressions that you use, so you're a nazir for 30 days. Okay, good. What's happening over here? So what's happening over here is that you're making some sort of statement regarding your feelings about the Naziris. Meaning, right person, right lahavdil, but in other words, it's not a terrible comparison, but a person is about to diet. And he's like, oh my gosh, I'm dieting for a month. It's going to be the hardest month of my life. Or you'll hear a person say, it'll be the easiest month of my life. Okay, yeah, we're good. However people want to psych themselves up, doesn't matter. The point the Mishnah is making is that you can give whatever adjective you want to describe the Nazirus. But if you don't give a duration of the Nazirus, so what happens? We all now know. What happens is that it defaults to 30 days. You called it huge, right? It's a monster Nazirus coming up. Okay, good. I'm glad you gave it an adjective to it. But in other words, adjectives just simply are not going to affect or influence the amount of time that it's going to be. It's going to be a month. You called it a no big deal Nazirus. Again, however you wanted to psych yourself up, it doesn't matter. Good. So that's basically the point of the Mishnah, This is just a continuation of the previous Mishnah. You describe the Nazirus any which way you want. Again, if you're not giving an amount of time, So what happens is it basically becomes a month Nazirus. Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom. That's the point of the Mishnah. So far, so good. Now, what the Gemara is bothered by is not the Nazir Gedola, Achaz Gedola, not the Nazir Ketana. It's that last expression of the Mishnah that we're going to struggle a little bit with this morning. Mikan v'ad sof ha'olam. From here until the end of the earth. At sof ha'olam. So am I. So on that, the Gemara now is asking on that last expression of the Mishnah, v'ham mikan v'ad sof ha'olam kamar. So, what it sounds like is, from here to the end of the earth, sounds like indefinite. Okay? Good. In other words, what the Gemara is struggling with now is that last expression sounds a little bit less like an adjective in terms of your feelings of the Nazirus, but it actually seems to be modifying the actual Nazirus itself. I'm going to be a Nazir from here until the end of the earth. However they view the world, that doesn't matter. In other words, to get from here until the end of the earth is long. The point is, it sounds like it's describing a long Nazirus. Oh. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Arich Ali Hadam Milsa Mikan V'ad Sof HaOlam. So the Gemara gives an interpretation, and obviously when I read the Mishnah, this is the interpretation I gave, because I just fit it into the rest of the Mishnah, but now the Gemara is doing exactly that. And that is that when he said, from here until the end of the earth, he was talking attitudinally about how he felt about the Nazirus. Meaning, oh my gosh, you know this Nazirus I'm about to take upon myself, it's going to be like me going from here until the end of the earth. Okay? In other words, it's similar to, it's a big Nazirus. Again, once you're no longer giving a description of how long the Nazirus is going to be, so now it just simply defaults to 30. Good. Okay, well, hold, because in a moment the Gemara is basically going to be asking your question. So, Tanan, so the Gemara says, okay, how about this? How about I compare today's Mishnah to tomorrow's Mishnayos? Okay, so we're going to have, tomorrow's the last day of the first parak of the Masechta. So as you can imagine, we're going to have Mishnayos that are contrasting our Mishnahs today. So compare and contrast, meaning look at the Mishnah we're doing today. Look at the Mishnahs that we're going to be doing tomorrow. Gemara does exactly that. So Harini Nazir Mikan V'ad Makom Ploni, Omdim Kama Yamim Mikan V'ad Makom Ploni. So Pachos Mishoshim Yom, Nazir Shoshim Yom, V'yim Lav, Nazir Kiminyan Ayamim. So the Mishnah tomorrow is going to describe the following. I'm going to be a Nazir Mikan V'ad Ploni, from here until a particular place. Mikan V'ad Ploni. So what do we do? Okay, so we figure out, how long is it going to take to get there? 15 days? Good, so you're a Nazir now. Four? Not 15 days. Again, we already know, right? This is mantra now for us, right? 30 days. In other words, you'll be Nazir for 30 days. Let's say the trek is more than 30 days. Let's say it takes 40 days to get there. Good. So now you're a 40-day Nazir. Good. And the Rush points out over here, why did you make such a declaration? Right? Very fascinating Rush. He writes over here because you wanted a little extra shmira. In other words, it's a dangerous trip. And you want a little more divine protection, divine intervention. You want more siyata dishmaya. So, in other words, what better way to do so than to take on a mitzvah, right? People travel. It's such a widespread minhag, right? There, take some shliach mitzvah money, right? So now you're going to get to your destination because you're going to be doing a mitzvah when you get there. So over here, so as a form of shmirah, so I'm going to be a nazir the duration of time that I go. Okay, so if it's a 1 week journey, a 2 week journey, so you're a nazir for 30 days. Why not less? Because there's no such thing. Good. And if the journey is a 40-day journey, you're a Nazir for 40 days. Okay, wonderful. So, in tomorrow's Mishnah, right, the question should be obvious. In tomorrow's Mishnah, so we are giving a description of Nazirus, and obviously we are quantifying the Nazirus. And over here, language which seems to be very similar, Mikan V'ad Sof HaOlam, and meanwhile, what we're not going to do is we're not quantifying the Nazirus. We're just simply saying it's your attitude about the Nazirus, and we're interpreting it as, this Nazirus is a big deal to me, which is great. I'm glad it's a big deal. But again, because you didn't modify how long it's going to be, it defaults to 30 days. Okay. So, v'im lav, nazir kaminyan ayamim, v'im achinami, arichali haimil samikan v'amakam ploni. And again, so why don't we do tomorrow what we did today? Meaning in today's daf, how are we describing mikan v'ad sof ha'olam? It's an attitude. How do I feel about my Nazirus? It's a big deal. So why don't we do the same thing in tomorrow's Mishnayos? Meaning, right, I'm going to make a Nazir from here until that particular destination. Why don't we just interpret it to be an attitude? Right? It's a big deal to me. Right? From here until LA. Okay. So it's really long from here to LA. Good. Maybe it's just an attitude. So the Gemara says, "I'm a Rava, kishiichlik b'derech." So the Gemara says, "Okay." So Rava says, "I'll tell you how you're going to make a distinction between today's daf and tomorrow's daf, and that is that in tomorrow's daf, contextual clues. I know I find myself saying this all the time in Nedarim, in Nazir, and there's a reason why. Meaning, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to interpret your words. So when we're trying to interpret your words, so you look for contextual clues in terms of interpretation. And so in tomorrow's daf, so what are the contextual clues that we're looking at? So the contextual clues are, he's walking. Meaning, he's actually traveling. So once he's actually traveling and he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from here until my destination, and he's traveling, oh. So at that point in time, it's pretty clear what he means. Okay. And then the Gemara says, okay, well, look, as long as, good. So we have now gave a basic distinction between today's daf and tomorrow's daf. In today's daf, it's an attitude. In tomorrow's daf, it's actually a number. It represents a numeric value. And the reason why is because of the contextual clues which separate and distinguish between today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Good. Okay. And as long as we're here, the Gemara just simply wants to just clean up our understanding of tomorrow's daf. What's a unit of measurement? The amount of days it takes to travel. Okay, so in other words, when traveling, so you can measure it as a function of time. You can measure it as a function of distance. In other words, there are many ways to quantify how to get from here to your destination. Okay, right? Miles travel from here to LA. I know I'm thinking about this trip to LA. So miles travel from here to LA. Alternatively, how many hours on the plane? Okay, 1 hour difference, by the way, in terms of whether you go there or you come back. Tailwind. So the Gemara says, so v'lehave kol parsa parsa amara papa ba'asra delamani parsa. So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't we measure it as a function of parsa? Okay, so in other words, when traveling long distance, parsa is the method of traveling, right? A parsa is 4 mil, right? That sounds right. Okay. So anyway, so why not say, why not quantify it based on the number of parsas that are there? So Rapapa says, ba'asra delamani parsa. We're talking about where parsas are not measured. In other words, what does that mean, parsas aren't measured? Parsa is a distance. It's obviously you measure via parsa. Apparently, in other words, I guess like the example I gave with my flight to LA, meaning that who cares how many miles it is? Meaning, no, when gauging the amount of time it gets to take from here to LA, we only talk in terms of hours, right? Time it takes to travel. So, okay. And so I guess in that regard, so Rav Papa says, same thing, meaning that it doesn't matter how many parsals it is. When people are talking and they're thinking about how much time it's going to get from here to my destination, they're talking about how many days it's going to take. So, v'lehavi kol avna v'avna. So the Gemara says, okay, why don't we go avna to avna? Now, the word avna itself, not 100% clear what it means. In biology, so in biology, it's a lung. Okay, or at least, in other words, if I took out one of the vavs, in other words, the una, right? The Gemara in Chul in the third parak, talking about the lungs of the animal. So it's called a lung. So over here, obviously, we're not counting lungs over here. So avna over here means what? So it's not totally clear what avna means. So avna can mean a night. Avna can mean a motel. Rashi, obviously not here because there is no Rashi here in Nazir. But Rashi, when the Gemara uses the word avna in a number of other locations, right? Bab Metzia, Avodah Zarah. So Rashi describes it as a motel. Okay, anyway. So, avna v'avna, milo tanan, harini nazir kafar, it's a kasar roshi, ukechol yam, harei ze nazir olam, umegalech echad, lishloshim yom. So over here, if we're counting it by avnas, so let's say motels. So it should be no different than another Mishnah, which we're also going to be seeing tomorrow. And that is the Mishnah that says, I'm going to be a nazir like afar haaretz. Like dirt in the earth, or kisa'ar roshi, or like hairs on my head, or like the sand in the ocean. So what it becomes now is that you're a nazir olam. Nazir olam means what? Now, obviously it means indefinite naziris, but indefinite naziris in the way that we described earlier in this parak, right? Nazir olam, how did we describe it earlier? Obviously it's indefinite, but what it means is that it's naziris, follow them by naziris. Now, previously, there's a subtle difference between Nazir Olam we described previously versus what we're describing right now. Previously, what we described by Nazir Olam is that you're a Nazir, and when your hair is just basically just too much to bear, it's too much to handle, it's heavy, so what you could do is you could trim it. Well, once you trim it, you're going to be bringing your karbanos. As a Nazir Olam, you can't go to the cemetery, and if you do, you bring your karbanos. Okay, and if you remember, when we talked about Nazir Olam previously in the Perek, we compared and contrasted to Nazir Shimshon. Okay, for our purposes right now, I'm just highlighting a subtle difference. We're talking Nazir Olam right now. It's a little bit different. Because over here, when you say Nazir Olam, look, I compared my Naziris to sands in the ocean. Okay, how many sands are there? A lot, right? And it's not countable. And the same thing with, say, Eroshian, it's the same thing with Afar Haaretz. Okay. Some people, I'll make the joke. Some people can't count the number of hairs they have on their head. Okay. That part's true. But generally speaking, hairs are difficult to count. There are so many and whatever. They're difficult to count. So what happens now is that you become a Nazir Olam, but Nazir Olam in this context means is that you're just simply going to have repeating Naziris until the foreseeable future. Basically, until the end of your life. So what you do is every 30 days, you're going to be doing galuach because basically it is going to be term Naziris, but an unending term Naziris that you will be doing for the rest of your life. So the Gemara is just simply bothered. Meaning when we're talking about journey, so we're measuring it based on number of days it takes to travel. Why don't we measure by distance, the Gemara says? Because that's not how we're measuring. Why don't we measure by avnas? And apparently there are a lot of them. And is it any different than hairs on your head? So the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you how it's different. Called milsa dies be kitsusa lo kitani. So the Gemara says, basically it's like this. Meaning if it's something where it's not really, you're committing your Naziris to something which is a lot, but not really countable. Okay, it's definitely numeric, and it's and there's a quantity, but it's not quantifiable. Like the example of sands in the ocean, like the examples of hair on the head, like the examples of earth, like dirt in the earth. So once you do that, so then it's just basically what the interpretation is. It's repeating the zeros until for the foreseeable future, right? Indefinite. However, once you say, I'm making a commitment of Naziris, so I'm from here from point A to point B, and it's quantifiable, so then we're going to measure it. And not only going to we measure, we're going to use standard measuring units. Standard measuring units of travel is going to be days. Okay, good. Okay, that's the, and the Vahatanya and the Gemara over here, you sometimes, most of the time, Vahatanya is a challenge over here. Vahatanya serves as basically, it's a proof. Vahatanya, Harini Nazir Kol Yimei Chaya, Harini Nazir Olam. So Harini Hareza Nazir Olam. So if a person makes a declaration that I'm going to be Nazir Kol Yimei Chaya, a Nazir of my whole life, alternatively, I'm going to be a Nazir Olam. If it uses either of those expressions, Hareza Nazir Olam. So congratulations, you become a Nazir. And you become a Nazir Olam. Meaning, and this is what we described earlier in the Masechta. Nazir Olam basically now is that you're a lifelong Naziris. And what you can do is that, you know, as needed, not on a monthly basis, but as needed, you can relieve some of the weight of your hair. But when you do so, you're going to be bringing karbanos. Ah. Okay, good. Afilu mea shana, afilu elef shanim. Ain ze nazir olam, el nazir le olam. However, if the language that you said is that I'm going to be a nazir for 100 years, I'm going to be a nazir for 1,000 years. So even though you're going to be a nazir indefinitely now, in other words, whatever, you'll be a nazir for the rest of your life. You are not a nazir olam, but rather you're a nazir le olam. Now that is a subtle difference, but that's basically what we've been highlighting for the last couple of minutes. Nazir li olam. So that means to say that you're going to be a nazir, and it's going to be and it will be for the amount of time that you established, right? 100 years, 1,000 years. I know, right? You're not making it 1,000 years, but in other words, you're going to be a nazir for that duration. the ability to cut your hair, you won't have the ability to cut your hair. Because now you're not qualifying in this Nazir Olam category, but and now you're basically a Nazir for the amount of time that was measured. Point being like this. If you give a quantity that's quantifiable, so then you're a Nazir for that quantity of time. Yeah. So in other words, so when you say that I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 years, even though chances are you're not going to be living another 100 years, but since it's a quantity that's quantifiable, so therefore you're a Nazir for 100 years. Ah, so what does that mean? It means that, let's say you're in your 40th year now of Nazirs, and your hair is weighing down on you. You can't get a haircut. Aren't you a Nazir Olam? No, you're not a Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam is categorically something different. A Nazir Olam is where I say I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life. Then you're a Nazir Olam. And as a Nazir Olam, so again, so you can trim your hair when it gets overbearing. You'll bring your karbanos. So good, but that's its own category. When I give a quantity that's quantifiable, your Nazir now will be based on the quantity that's quantifiable. Okay. Fine. So what happens over here basically is like this. Okay. It's a short sugya, and actually it's a little bit complicated. Okay. So basically like this. We have our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah basically is not going to be affected by our Mishnah really stands alone because our Mishnah is giving an attitudinal description of the Nazirs, right? I'm going to be a Nazir. It's going to be huge. I'm going to be a Nazir. It's no big deal. I'm going to be Nazir. It's like me traveling from one end of the earth to the other. In other words, basically, that's all to be understood as attitudinal statements regarding your Nazirus, but it's not a function of quantity. And as such, you're going to be Nazir for 30 days. Good. That's our Mishnah. And basically, you can take our Mishnah and compartmentalize it, put it away. Meaning that's one. And then what we're really spending a lot of time in today's daf is going over tomorrow's Mishnah. In tomorrow's Mishnah, so you're giving now you're giving an expression of I'm going to be a Nazir from here to LA. Oh, okay, fine. From here to LA. So what is that? So that now is a quantifiable Nazirus. In other words, because it is measurable. How is it measured? Okay, good. So, right, the question of whether it's measured by days or whether measured by miles or parcels. But anyway, let's assume days. So it's quantifiable. And once it's quantifiable, so the urine knows they're based on its quantity. There's another Mishnah coming up in tomorrow's daf that talks about hairs on the head and sand in the ocean. So there, what it is going to be is it's a quantity, but it's not quantifiable. It certainly is a number, but it's a number that you simply can't count. And because it's a number that you simply can't count, so now you're going to be multiple Nazirus for the rest of your life. Every 30 days, you're going to be getting a haircut, bringing karbanos. Okay. And contrast all that with Nazir Olam, meaning previously in our Masechta that we talked about, there's this category, Talach LaMoshe MiSinai, it's not in the Psukim, where you could be a Nazir for your life. Life-term Nazirus. Sorry, not life-term, lifetime Nazirus. Lifetime Nazirus is it's its own separate category where you make a dedication and you're going to be Nazir for your life. So when you do that, so now you fit into this entirely different category. It's not going to be multiple Nazirus one after the other. It's not going to be one Nazir of 100 years, but rather it's going to be your Nazir, your lifetime Nazir. Lifetime Nazir, it's its own separate category. And again, it operates with this very unique halacha of you'll get a haircut when your hair is a burden. And when you do, it will be coupled with karbanos. But that's its own separate category. Okay. Rava Amar. Okay. We're trying to make distinctions between two Mishnahs coming up in tomorrow's daf. One Mishnah that says that you're going to be a Nazir from Mikan Vad Makom Ploni, where there it's a quantity and it's quantifiable, and versus Harini Nazir Kaseya Roshi. I'm going to be a Nazir like hairs on my head. So, and we know what the result is, meaning the result is that in number one, so we count, and you're going to be a Nazir based on number of days it takes to travel. In number two, when you talk about hairs on the head, so hairs on the head, so it is something where It's a quantity, but it's not quantifiable. And therefore, you're going to be a nazir, right, for again and again and again, right, every just multiple 30-day naziris. So Rav Amar Shanisaro Zol Umuv Dalazumizu. So each hair on your head is separate, and so when you say that I'm going to be a nazir based on the hairs on my head, so that means separate nazirus for each hair, as opposed to I'm going to be a nazir from point A to point B. It's one nazir, and we're just simply going to count the number of days. So. So if it's less than 30, when the numbers are here in your head?
No.
Oh, good. I thought you were going back to my joke. Okay, yeah.
If
the trip is less than 30, so then it defaults at 30. If the trip is more than 30, so it's going to be whatever that number is. The Gemara is just trying to wrap its head around the fact that why in the first case we assume it's one naziris, in the second case it's multiple naziris. So Rava's answer is that hairs on the head are just simply separate. So the Gemara says, "Gabi yuminami aksi vayivoker yom echad." So the Gemara says, "Aren't days also separated?" So the Gemara says, "Hasam lav demepaske mehadadehu." So my kamer yamama v'lay lachad yomahu olo olam lamepaske mehadade. So the Gemara says, "Look, days are not separated now, and at the same time, days are separated. Meaning that look, when we talk about days, we have to know how to measure a day." So, right, one night plus one day equals a day. The day starts at the night, ends at the next night. Okay, good. So, but when I'm talking about multiple days, so they are not distinguished from one another. They are not distinctive. Obviously, we mark off when one day begins and one day ends, but at the same time, however, they're not separate units. On the other hand, hairs are physically separate units. And so as a result of that, when you say that I'm going to be a nazir, like the hairs on my head, so that is multiple naziris. Fine. Okay. So far, what do we have? Okay. Right. It's our opening sugya of today. And quite frankly, it is a little bit complicated as we're basically navigating today's Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah, and another Mishnah from tomorrow's Mishnah, from Mishnayos. When do you mean I'm just giving an attitude about naziris in general? That's our Mishnah. When am I making one naziris, but based on the number of days it takes to travel? That's tomorrow's Mishnah. And when am I making multiple naziris? That's also tomorrow's Mishnah. And then it's just a question of navigating and getting us through which one means what. Good. Rava Amar Lamalach Akshuli Kolehai. So Rava says, I'll tell you what. What we can do, and this is the way the Rush understands Rava's statement over here. I'm going all the way back to the original question. What was the original question? Today's Mishnah. In today's Mishnah, so how was it recorded? It said, Mikan v'ad sof ha'olam. Right? And we were bothered. Mikan v'ad sof ha'olam. So why don't we treat that like tomorrow's Mishnah? Right? From point A to point B, count the number of days that it takes. So why don't we do that? So Rava says, I'll tell you why. Shani Hasam Dahakatani Harini Nazir Achas. The way the Rush understands Rava's statement, it goes like this. Look back at our Mishnah. You don't have to turn anywhere. Right? Just look back at the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah from the beginning. I'll do that right now. Amar Harini Nazir Achas Gedola. I'm going to be Nazir Achas. In other words, clearly, he's taking on one Naziris. It happens to be Gedola. It's going to be huge. Again. It's an attitude. In other words, it's a big deal to me. Or alternatively, Hareini Nazir Achas Kitana. I'm going to take on one Nazirus. It's not a big deal. Right? Easy. Again, because he's just giving us his attitude regarding it, but he's not giving us the number. We know it's going to go to 30. Then we read the next line of the Mishnah, and Afilu Mikan Va'ad Sof Ha'olam. Rava says, here's what you're going to do with that last example in the Mishnah. You also add the word achas, meaning the word achas in the Mishnah is a modification of every case in the Mishnah. I know on the Gedola and the Ketana it said the word achas. Rava says, just carry through, carry over the one, right? The one, the achas of the Mishnah also goes to the last case as well. So why aren't I treating today's Mishnah like tomorrow's Mishnah? Rava gives a really simple solution, and that is achas. Meaning because you said the word achas. I know in the Mishnah we don't have the word achas on that last example, but it's there.
You just have to read it with the rest of our cases of our Mishnah. Once you say achas, that's why I know that I'm taking on one nazirus and mikan v'atzofa olam, and it's like from here until the end of the earth. Oh, but in other words, we know he's talking about one nazirus, and he's giving some wild description about it. Again, it's not a number; it's just basically it's an attitude. But Rava says, but the reason why I'm looking at today's Mishnah, I'm looking at tomorrow's Mishnah, and they're not the same, is because of the word achas, which implicit is in the last case of the Mishnah as well.
So 3 30 days.
Right. And in other words, so it's one to zeros, and right, and with no number attached to it, so it's 30 days. Okay. Good. We're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Hareini Nazir v'yom echad, Hareini Nazir v'shah achas, Hareini Nazir achas u'mechsa, Hareize Nazir shtayim. Okay. I say I'm going to be a Nazir plus one. I say I'm going to be a Nazir. I'm sorry. Let me be even more specific about how I translate the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir v'yom echad. I'm a Nazir and a day. Or Hareini Nazir v'sha achas. I'm a Nazir and an hour. Hareini Nazir achas u'mechsa. I'm going to be a Nazir and a half. So in all these Lashonos of the Mishnah, I raise a Nazir shtayim. So what you have become now is a Nazir, two-term Nazir.
Round up.
Okay? And perfect. And what we're always going to do is we're going to round up. In other words, when you made your declaration of Hareini Nazir, so already now you're in the books. You're in now for a term of Nazirus, and again, the default term of Nazirus is 30 days. Good. When you add now, so any unit that you're adding that is anything less than 30 rounds up to 30. It's really that simple. And it doesn't matter whether you say a day or whether you say an hour. And when you said an hour, so what is an hour? In Nazirus terminology, so what is a unit of measurement for Nazirus? Days? Days are units of measurements. So in other words, when you said an hour automatically becomes a day, and a day automatically becomes a month. Right? Okay, good. So, lama li lemisne kol hani tzrichei, the Gemara now just bothered by. I get it, and the mission needed to give me three examples. So, yeah. So the Gemara says tzrichei. Yeah, they're all necessary. Di'itan harini nazir v'yam echad. So, hachu darmin anin nazirus liyam echad. V'amat lachi kamani tartein. So, again, so the first nazirus is logged, and then you add a day. And again, there's nothing less than 30, so one day equals 30 days. In other words, it could very well be that when you said Nazir and an hour, maybe that meant 31. And so Kamash Malan. So the Chiddush is no. And in other words, that's not going to be understood as 31, but rather it's going to be understood as 30 plus an addition. Okay? And meaning it's a Chiddush. V'itana sha'achas mishom. So when I give something as so specific as a nazir and a half, couldn't it be understood that nazir and a half means 45 days, right? In other words, when he said the word nazir, maybe he meant 30 and 30 plus 15. And look, he's giving a very specific number. So the Gemara says, so ema lo limne tarte, so kamash malan kulu nazir shtayim. Okay, good. So that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us, that once you say nazir and you add something on, the addition is not understood to be an addition to your first nazirus, but the addition is its own separate nazirus. You said a day, you said an hour, that's great, round up. Okay. And our last Mishnah for today. Harini nazir shloshim yom v'sha achas, nazir shloshim v'echad yom. Okay, if you say that you're going to be a nazir, shloshim yom v'sha achas. Oh, okay, good. So now, this Mishnah is easily contrastable with the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, you said you're going to be a nazir plus. Oh. So the term nazir already locks you into a 30-day term nazirus. And when you say plus, so that means that's a separate nazirus, and again, round up. Here, I didn't say I'm going to be a nazir. I say I'm going to be nazir for 30 days plus. Oh, so now we could do addition. Okay, good. So 30 plus 1, okay, good. This one's going to be easy. 30 plus 1 is 31. Right. So harini nazir shoshim yom v'sha achas, so nazir shoshim v'achad yom. Shein nazir, so shos. Now, also, by the way, I was a little bit unclear about interpreting the Mishnah. Meaning he didn't say 30 plus 1 day. He said 30 plus 1 hour. Right. But in other words, units of measurement when it comes to a nazir is not hours. it's days. So whatever you added, 30 plus something, so anything less than a day is going to just simply qualify as a day. And so therefore, you are 30, your nazir now 31 days. Amar Rav Lo Shanu, Ela Da Amar Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom Aval, Amar Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad. So you are nazir Shtayim. So the Rav says the following. If I added a yom, meaning in our Mishnah's case, the statement was already nazir Shloshim Yom, Visha Achas. Good. But as contrast to Rav's case where he says Shloshim Ve'Echad, I'm sorry, Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad. So you say 30 day and 1 day, and you added the extra yom. So Rav says under those circumstances that's lishna yisera, and so therefore now you're on the hook for two for a double lashon. Rav savalaka Rabbi Akiva didarish lishna yisera. Now using any superfluous language, so that is significant. And Rav subscribes to Rabbi Akiva ditnan. And here a quick journey through Baba Basra. Okay, so what is Baba Basra? It's real estate and contract law. Okay. Some people here in this room love that stuff. Good. And, you know, and others are, you know, that's nice. So when it comes to real estate and contract law, so how is a sale going to be interpreted and understood? So when you sell property, so, and you write up what is included in the sale, what's not included in the sale. So even as you try to be as clear as possible, so I'm going to guess that there's going to be ambiguity. And there's going to be debate and litigation over, well, was that included? Was that not included? Okay, good. And so this is not a new discussion, right? Selling property has been done forever. And so over here, the Gemara Baba Basra deals exactly with these issues. And there is a general machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. It's a really interesting machlokus. Is that when seller sells, does he sell with Ayin Yafeh or does he sell with Ayin Ra'ah? Okay, is the seller stingy or is the seller magnanimous? I know it sounds funny, meaning everyone has got a different personality. Machlokas Tanayim, what the general disposition of a seller is. Good. So, with that stated, so what if now in a sale you say as follows? So, did none. Lo zabor velo zadozav apishakas of lo umka veruma. So, what is not included in the sale is not the bor and the dos. Bor and the dos are various cisterns. That are connected to the property, but are not included in the sale. Even if the language of the contract reads, right, umka viruma, the depths and the heights. In other words, when you sell a house, so you're selling the house, but not, now I'm using the word pool, by the way. I don't mean pool, although it's pool happens to be a pretty good example of a dus. Because dus is not just a hole in the ground, but in other words, but it's, what's it called? It's coated. It's paved. Anyway, so I'm using the word pool because just you and I can easily relate to it. So when you sell a house, a pool is not included.
A cistern
is a good way to describe it. So the pool is not included. Good. So lo sabor velo sador afa bishakas of lo umkavruma. So and not only that, but sarech likachlo derech divrebi kivu chachamim amemim sarech likachlo. And so now, as a seller of property where you sold the house, but you kept the pool. And now, do you have a passage? Do you have a easement to get to your pool? Yes or no? Machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva says that you did not retain an easement for yourself. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva is of the position that when a seller sells, he sells buying yafa. A seller is magnanimous. He basically is very generous in the sale. And so therefore, he did not retain easement for himself. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And the Chachamim say, no. When a seller sells, he sells Ma'in Ra'ah. And he retains an easement for himself. Okay. Hopefully, right, Alan, I know you're totally with me. Right, you love this stuff. Okay, and for the rest of you, right, you're with me, you're not with me. Anyway, that's all interesting. That's not the point. So, Umodi Rabbi Akiva Bizman Sharmalo, Chutz Me'elo, Shein Atzarech Likachlo, Derech. Here's what Rabbi Akiva's his position is. Is that when you say chutz mizu, right? I'm selling you the house, but not the chutz mizu, but I'm not selling you the pool. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, you didn't need to say it. The pool is not included in the sale of a house. And you wrote down chutz mizu. That is what's called lishna yisera. That's superfluous language. Rabbi Akiva says, what happens with superfluous language? It's not for naught. That language that you included was significant. And now, when you say chutz mizu, according to Rabbi Akiva, who generally is of the position that a seller sells, b'leiv shalem, b'ayin yafeh. So when Rabbi Akiva says, when you write that in the contract, what does that mean? You retain an easement for yourself. Ah, so that's what's called lishna yaseira. So the Gemara says, so same thing over here. When you use language that's superfluous, it's meaningful. And it's meant to be interpreted as you meant something in addition to what you normally mean. So when Rav, this it's so funny, we're going from real estate to Nazir, but that's exactly the point. When Rav says that when you say the words Hareini Nazir, instead of saying Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom, you say Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad, so that extra Yom is superfluous. So what does it mean? It means it's meant to be interpreted as separate Nazirus, even though 30 plus 1 is 31. But because you add an extra yom, so therefore that is lishna yaseira, that becomes significant. And as a result of that, you are now nazir not 31, but 30 and 1, which means they are separated. You're a nazir and you're a nazir. Right? Two nazirs. Adkan, that takes us to the end of today's daf. Let's quickly recap. Let's review. Okay? The beginning is easy. The middle was hard. The end was easy. Okay? Okay, the beginning, so basically you made attitudinal statements about your Nazir. It's no big deal. So good, so you say no big deal, but you don't give a number. So Stam Nazir Slam Yom. Good, that part was easy. But then our first discussion today was Mikan Vat Sofa Olam. So that's understood also as an attitudinal statement, right? This is going to be a really big deal. Okay, good, it's an attitudinal statement. But then what we discussed, what took up really most of our time today, was the two Mishnayos of Tamara's Daf. Where there also you give what seems to be distance descriptions of your Nazirus, and we then actually quantify based on the amount of time that it takes to get from point A to point B. How is that different than our Mishnah? So the Gemara makes distinctions between today's Mishnah and tomorrow's Mishnah. And the basic idea is that in tomorrow's Mishnah, you are baderech, you're on the way. And so since you're on the way, you clearly meant this to be understood literally as what the number of days that it took. And I quoted the Rush. The Rush says you're doing so basically as a form of shmira by doing extra mitzvahs on your way to go. But anyway, that is one way to distinguish between today's Mishnah versus tomorrow's Mishnah. And a second way to make a distinction between today's Mishnah and tomorrow's Mishnah was Rava's interpretation, where Rava said that in today, you said achas. Now, I know in the Mishnah, when you read the third example, you didn't see the word achas, but carry over the one. Meaning when the Mishnah says achas, gedola, and achas, ketana, achas also is going on that third case as well. Another way to distinguish. And also, by the way, another thing that we worked on today is that there are a couple of Mishnayos in tomorrow's daf that also need a little bit of massaging, a little bit of squaring two different Mishnayos. We worked on that as well. Okay, when I say I'm going to be a Nazir for Yom Echad, and I'm sorry, Nazir vi Yom Echad, so already Nazir puts you in for one term, and then anything addition to that is now going to be rounded up to a second Nazirus. Good. That was our second point of today. And the third point of today is that when I say I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 plus 1, 30 plus 1 is understood as 31. With one final notation, which is that if I say 30 days and one day, since I had an extra day, so therefore that is going to be Lishna Yaseira. We subscribe to Rabbi Akiva. Rav subscribes to Rabbi Akiva. We darshan lishna yaseira, and therefore you're going to be a nazir for 30, and then another nazirus for, I'm going to say one, but in nazirus language, one of course equals 30.